what most people think of when they hear the word evil is horrible sins. Not just normal sins, but evil are those really bad sins. Is that what the biblical concept of evil is? I think you're going to find out that it isn't. And we'll find out what darkness and what evil really is in context. So here we are in these beautiful phrases of love and light and life and faith. And in this we have darkness and rejection and evil. And just to get us started, but I want you to start getting into your mind and see if this flows for you when we go through the study. That if light comes in, and what does light do? It reveals, if the room is dark, we don't know what's going on. But if the light comes in, it sheds light on what is going on in the room. I mean, we hear something in the house, and generally the house is dark while we're sleeping. So one of the first things we do is turn on the light so that we can see if there's any activity, any movement, and the light will reveal what activity and what movement is going on. Now, that brings us to an understanding, well, what is that darkness? That darkness, people, is what man is offering up to God. Forget about the sin aspect of darkness. Just stay with me and just... What I want you to do is see if this flows for you. What the darkness is what man is doing for God. I'm doing this for you, God. And then the light comes on and reveals what you're doing, and it even reveals it to you that this isn't what God wants. That what God has done, He has sent His Son. And that's all that God wants you to do. He has sent His Spirit. And what God wants you to do is simply trust His Spirit. Trust His Son. That's what He wants you to do. The light, the Son and the Spirit, and they're both light, what they do then, they manifest, you're not doing this. What are you doing? Well, whatever you're doing, people, that's what evil is. Evil is what I'm offering up God. What I'm offering up God. And when somebody comes along and talks about just faith in the one whom God has sent, that turns a light on what I'm offering other than just trusting Him. So, what am I going to do? I'm going to hate that light that reveals what I'm doing. I don't want that going on. I want that turned off. I want that set up. Now, I'm going to be referring this back through our study this morning, so let me just lay the groundwork. Cain, first book of the Bible, let's go to the first book written is, of course, Job. But the first story, let's deal with man, right out of the garden. Please remember, a lot of people know Cain killed Abel. Why did he kill Abel? What was going on with that? Please remember, Cain did not shun, blaspheme, walk away from God. I'm not going to do anything for you. I don't believe in all this stuff anyway, and I'm out of here. Are there any honky-tonks open yet? Because if there are, I'm out of here. And what he did, people, he brought his best to God. He brought his best to God. Now, if you can picture this aspect for me, if we could have a section over here, and it's dark, and what's going on in that darkness is Cain is bringing his best. Then a light comes on, that's the concept of Abel, and Abel is just trusting God. So what has happened now with what Abel did, we have a startling contrast of these two men. One man offered his best. He worked hard and did something great for God. The other man said, I trust you, God. So what has to happen? In this picture, if you stay with me, because I'm going to carry this through. What's Abel a picture of? Abel is a picture of Jesus Christ, people. And Cain is a picture of the human race who has to kill Abel. Because what Abel's doing reveals what Cain is doing, and that what Cain is doing is wrong, is evil. Now, he's not, in the traditional sense of sin, he's not out there sinning. He is doing great things for God. He's brought God his very best production. That's what evil is. That's why I put it in contrast with faith. What evil is anything that I might offer God rather than just trusting Him. people, it can be something very simple like repentance or confession or sorrow. It can be more complex to the sacraments of the church, to lordship salvation, to works, to doing, to morality, to a lot. I mean, we can make it really big. We can make it very simple, very big. But the point is, God, I am offering you this.